Hi, James from Ingvid, and I'm showing you my hand. It's handy for a reason. Now, I did a video earlier on hands with idioms, just idioms, so go check that out. It's a fun one. It's rather handy. But this video is a little different. It's going to be sort of beginner, intermediate, and I explain simply because the first couple minutes, Mr. E and I are going to explain the parts of the hand. Now, you can skip it if you want and just keep watching and go, oh my God, they don't know. But really, sometimes people don't know. I've had students walk up and go, teacher, you do this. What is this? And I go, it's not your foot toe. It's not your toe finger. It's something else, okay? They have names and we're going to work on them right now. So the hand, there, okay? And we're going to look at the hand and the parts. To start off with, you have a thumb. This is this part, you know, the cool one. You got your index finger. Index because we use it to point at things. That's why the other name is pointer, right? Sometimes we call it pointer because we point over, or it indicates, or it index. Okay? Next one is the middle finger. It's this finger. I can't show it on camera, and if you're 18, you can take a peek, but there. Okay? It's your index finger. I'm sorry, middle finger. Once again, the middle finger. Right? And that's it. So it's the middle one. I'll explain what that's for. Then the ring finger. Right, you put your rings on this one. It usually indicates marriage, funny enough. You're married or you're single if you have a finger. Hopefully you have fingers because you're typing on the computer. But if you have a ring on this finger on the left hand, it usually means marriage in Western culture. And then you got the baby finger, the pinky finger, you know? Dr. Evil Finger. I will finger you with this. No, I won't. And what about the rest of the hand? Because these are the fingers, so you know. But then you've got the back of the hand. I call it the business end. When someone's giving you a problem, you want the business hand or the friend side, okay? Speaking of which, this is the palm. The palm is the inside of the hand, okay? And the back. So we got that. Now, it's not part of the hand, but very important is the wrist. Because the wrist is where the hand connects to the rest of our body. Cool? And doctors like this part. On your wrist, you can find your pulse. That's your heartbeat. It's all in your hands, son. It's all in your hands, your whole life. Cool? All right, so Mr. E is just demonstrating. You know, he blew it up so you can take a good look at what his hand looks like. All right? Now, these are called fingers, by the way. I know, because you're going, we have all these names, but what do I call all of them together? I call them fingers. And then before I nail this one to you, see, fingernail, your fingernails. Your fingernails, each one has a little kind of that thing here. It's called your fingernail. All right? So you got fingernails on your fingers and your four fingers plus your thumb. The thumb is separate. That's why I put these in blue. The thumb is not considered a finger. It's considered just the thumb. Your fingers plus your thumb make up your hand with your palm, the business end, the back of the hand, right? And your wrist. You ready? Let's learn how to use these things, shall we? Let's take a look, a walk. I'm just going to, oh, there we are. That was fast. Didn't need to do that, did I? I should have just turned around. Oh, well. Okay, so first thing I want to point out in this lesson, somebody and something. SB, like this, stands for somebody. It's found in most dictionaries for people learning English and people who speak English. That's what it means when you see it. And STH, like this, means something, just shorthand, right? Small, quick way to write somebody or something so you know what it means. Now, we talk about fingernails, the smallest part of your hand. So why don't we start with that? When somebody tells you they're hanging on by their fingernails, it means they're barely surviving. It's almost like everything is going to go away and they're just barely alive. So imagine if you were in a mountain and you're, and this is the only thing touching, it means as soon as these go, you're going to die. So when someone says, how's the job going? I'm hanging on by my fingernails. You're like, oh my gosh, this is bad. You might lose your job. Yes, it's true, right? If somebody's in the hospital and you say they're hanging on by their fingernails, they're this close to dying. Very close, right? So hanging on by your fingernails, not a good thing. If you're hanging on by your fingernails in a relationship, you need a new lover. It's over. All right, what about this one? Let's move to the fingers. We've done the fingernail, we'll go to the fingers. Well, this. Have your fingers crossed? It means good luck. I cross my fingers for you. Good luck to you. Fingers crossed. I want to wish you luck or good luck to you. Fingers crossed. Do you remember we talked about the pulse?
I know exactly what's going on.
Huh?
Well, if this happens... I'm dying. And I know I'm dying, so I'll start crying. In English, to have your finger on the pulse means to know what's going on around you, so you know what's important or who's doing what or everything. So when people want to know something, they go to you because you have your finger on the... Yeah, he's doing this. She's going out. There you go. My finger is on the pulse. Every time I touch it, I'm going to have a heart attack. It's dinner time. I know what's going on. So if you say he has his finger on the pulse, like news, they know everything everywhere. Cool? What about this one? When you give somebody the finger, I'm just going to take this finger here and give it to you. No. When you give somebody the finger, you do this. Are you ready? Nothing up my sleeve. It's going to be a magic trick. Watch. You're watching carefully. It's going to happen really quick. Abracadabra. Boom. I gave you the finger. You wonder which one? Slow motion. Oh, yeah. There it is. And it's gone. You got the finger, son. Okay. It's a bad, bad thing. Please forgive me, mommy. I gave the finger to the world. Okay. It means F off. And I'm sure you can fill in the blanks for what that means. So when someone goes in any Western country, you're driving fast and they go, they're telling you to F off. Because you can't hear them, they're going to signal it to you. Okay? That's what that means. So if you're giving someone the finger, I'm giving him the finger. E, I'm giving you the finger. So you can't see me doing it. But Mr. E is very upset now. Okay? Now this is different than when somebody uses finger as a verb. When you want to tell people that someone has done something wrong or they're a bad person, we call it you finger them. You finger them because you take your indicator finger and you say, he did it. And I go, he's fingering you. Look at the finger pointing at you. Yes, you, viewer, I'm pointing at you. I'm fingering you, saying you're watching these videos. That's true. I fingered you. But we must be very careful because we also have another meaning for finger. And if you're under 18, please leave. If you finger somebody, it also means to put your finger or fingers on a private place. You know, the place down here. It could be a Venus. I'm so nervous. Sex. Watch Ronnie's video on sex. She's much better at it than I am. But it could be on the vagina, the woman's part, or the penis, the man's part. And when you finger it, I mean, you touch it and, you know, get it excited. Anyway, you don't need to know more. So when you finger someone, if someone said he'd fingered that girl, you can go, she's not in trouble, is she? No, he sexually touched her. Or a girl can finger a guy. You figure that one out for yourself. Okay, so it's to place your finger on someone's private parts during sex. Yes. On the other hand, let's talk about something else. On the other hand means a different option or a different way of thinking. So if I say to you, this is good, blah, 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 but on the other hand, I have two hands. So it means I can have two ways of thinking. I can say that, you know, being a virgin is a good thing, but on the other hand, getting experience is also good. I'm talking about two different things. Working in a foreign country is great for experience. On the other hand, it costs you lots of money. Two different things, two options. So we say on the other hand to consider or think about what else could be done or is happening. Now, wash one's hands of something. When you wash your hands, you want to get them clean, right? Usually, when I wash my hands of something, I want nothing to do with it. You wash your hands to get rid of the dirt. The dirt can be a person or a thing. If you're parents, or if you are a parent, you say, I wash my hands of you! You are no longer in my life. Like the dirt, the water is taking you away. I no longer think about you. If you say, I wash my hands of this situation, I will not participate. I will not be part of. I will not do this anymore. Cool? I know you got people you want to talk to. Give them the finger and say, I wash my... Yeah, I know. You're learning. That's what we're here for, to help you, okay? Give you a hand in learning. Another one. That means to help. Now, Iron Fist! It's not a Chinese movie. No. So if you're watching Chinese people and you're going, yes, no, it's not. But it is a comic book character whom I like a lot. Iron Fist. Okay? But if you put it in a velvet glove, a glove is something we wear when it's cold out to keep our hands warm. And velvet is so soft and sweet and lovely. When you have an iron fist in a velvet glove, it means you are a strong authoritarian. You want to tell people what to do and how to do it. but you put on a nice glove to act nice. And I stamp on your heart. Okay. So when someone says he has an iron fist, he rules with an iron fist, it means they rule strongly and they don't care about the people, but they do care about getting things done. But in a velvet glove means, but they pretend to be nice and soft when they're really hard. Okay? So, I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Mr. E is proud of his hand, and he's had a hand in this. I told you, watch the other video, explain it all right? Anyway, I've got to get going. I think we've done this correctly, and I'm hanging on by fingernails. I've only got so much time to get this all done. You have a great day, but before you go, I'm going to count on my fingers here. Which ones are they? Me pinky, me ring, and my index. You know this finger. You know this one. Okay. www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video, .com, where you can go and watch this video and other videos and do the quiz. Don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe. I can speak English. Don't forget to subscribe, okay? It's been a pleasure. See you soon. Bye, guys. Giving you the finger.